The Morrisons Island Public Realm and Flood Defence Project transforms the area from a space largely dominated by car parking to a public plaza with emphasis on pedestrians. It'll mean the loss of around 100 car parking spaces. However, Cork City Council say between 40 and 50 will be retained. Speaking to Red FM News, architect Andrew Halley of Paul Hogarth Company says the reduction in car spaces could also encourage people to use public transport.
The number of spaces lost is a drop in the ocean in the overall city provision. Yes, it's important to the businesses around there, but it's making sure that the council see that. And obviously, one of the issues is trying to encourage more people to arrive in the area by public transport, walking and cycling.
Meanwhile, Lawrence Owens of Cork Business Association says while it's important to take all viewpoints into account, it's also important to act now and use the funds while they've been secured.
I don't want to be walking through a member's business in 3-4 feet of polluted water and him saying, can I continue to trade in business? So I think we've got to look at the whole aspect. We all want the best possible thing for Cork and for the future of the city, because my concern is that if we prevaricate on this too long, that 140 million will go south, because there's a lot of other areas in this country that would gladly take that resource.
Members of the public and businesses are invited to discuss the proposals with representatives on February 26th and March 9th, and the proposal will be available for inspection at City Hall until March 26th. The City Council says they will be taking all viewpoints into account and it's not too late to make changes where necessary. Fiona O'Donovan, Red FM News, City Hall.